We are living in times that can sometimes be turbulent, both on a personal level and a global level. What do I need to do to keep my peace in turbulent times? One of the things that is essential for this is solitude. Let me go within right now and center myself in stillness, becoming as peaceful as the evening sky. And in this moment, let me just become aware of the mystery and intelligence of the universe. Sometimes it's tempting to try to fix everyone around me and to try to fix all the problems on the planet. But I will lose my peace that way because it's an impossible task. I can only fix my own mind and give as much as I can to those around me. To keep my peace, in addition to solitude, I need to trust in the intelligence of the universe. Just like the tree whose roots go deep beneath the surface, in the same way, the significance of situations, the wisdom behind situations, like those roots, is not always visible. I may not like the path or direction that situations are heading in, but let me trust that there is something operating beneath the surface that is unseen to the physical eyes. And that destination might be very benevolent. Some of the greatest pains have turned into the greatest gifts. Some of the most wounded people have become the greatest healers and teachers. So instead of labeling things as good or bad, instead of resisting the turbulence around me, let me trust in its destination. Let me trust in the wisdom of it and stay peaceful. Seasons are a part of life. Winter, darkness are an inevitable part of life. But there has never been a winter and there has never been a night that hasn't given way to spring. In the same way, peace can come when I trust that this dark passage will pass. Peace will come when I go into solitude and become aware of the mystery and intelligence of this wonderful world. I have one business, and if I can remember this business, peace will become easier. My business is to go within, to touch my own light, and to radiate the qualities of my soul into the world. My business is to illuminate the darkness of my mind and make it springtime once more in my inner landscape. And once I do this, the next thing that I have to focus on is giving. That is the other part of my business. What can I give to the world each day? How can I give in as many moments as possible to as many people as possible? If I want to keep my peace in turbulent times, I have to know that with solitude and wisdom and trust, I can pass through these tunnels of turbulence and move through doorways that lead to places of greater wisdom, strength, and illumination.